107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? 7:14. High of 77 today, low of 65 tonight. Honestly, some nice days ahead of us, which is great. Puts me in a good mood for the morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, this was a surprise. Daniel Tosh, obviously the stand-up comedian and host of Tosh.0, got married. But guess what? He did it 2 years ago. According to TMZ, the Tosh host, obviously Daniel Tosh, wed Carly Hallam, anyway, a writer on his Comedy Central series, in April of 2016, but they somehow kept it a secret from the public. That's pretty damn impressive. In this day and age, when we know everything about celebrities for some reason, we're just obsessed with them, for them to keep it a secret for 2 years is damn impressive. I give them credit. So congrats. And she's pretty hot, too. So nicely done, buddy. Well, according to a new study, the average person spends at least 4 hours a week looking at random websites when they're supposed to be working. Boy, I don't even want to see my number. Hunter and I literally just sit and scroll through the internet. Not just websites. No, we just scroll through the internet. If you multiply that out, that comes to almost 200 hours a year or 26 entire work days. The internet has made us so unproductive, man. And based on the median American salary of $45,800, that means the average person gets paid $4,500 a year to mess around on the internet. That's pretty sweet. Like I said, I would love to see my numbers. If you do time spent on internet and time spent pooping at work, I barely get anything done at the office. Anything. Between those things take up a lot of my time. So, yeah. Let's just hope the boss never really looks into it, because I don't think I'm going to be around much longer if that's the case. You spend how much time pooping and how much time on the internet? For God's sakes, what are we paying you for? What? It's all just show prep. Well, it seems that self-driving cars will be the next big change in our daily lives. I can't wait, man. Honestly, I really can't. There's a lot of people that are on the fence about self-driving cars. Obviously, there's people that are like, I don't trust it. I don't trust that technology. Granted, I'm kind of one of those, because it'd be easy for the cars to just take over and, you know, kill us because they're cars. And once they become self-aware, game over, man. There's also people that are concerned that it's going to take some jobs away. You think about, you know, long-haul truckers, taxi drivers, everything like that. But a new study says the benefits of self-driving cars outweigh the risks. Researchers found that the roads filled with self-driving cars will save us all $800 billion each year, including such benefits as reduced numbers of traffic jams, accidents, less fuel being used, and more free time for drivers who don't have to pay attention on the road. And this change is coming. It's just a matter of time. Like I said, I'm actually kind of excited for it. One, for some of the longer commutes, like when I go see, you know, family and friends in Wisconsin or back down in Missouri, it'd be awesome to just beep, boop, 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 plug it in the destination, then just kick back and relax. Look out the window, sightsee, chat with, you know, Kiki, put in a movie. Now, I'm not saying I love driving, all right? I love driving, and I'd love to still be able to have the option to drive, maybe with an older vehicle, you know, you get your classic car, or you got your weekend cruiser. But for some of these longer trips where it's just like, oh, I got to drive 9 hours, no, now I can just plug it in and kick back and relax. That sounds pretty awesome. So who knows when this will happen? Hopefully sooner than later, because I'm tired of driving all over the place. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it? The more-